and it would be helpful if we could get here a bit earlier next week. And the idea is that the service will go through without any unnecessary interruptions. Each of you will announce your reading, where it comes from. You don't have to say third reading or anything like that. The carols, if you can just, Ginny, give the first line, and then we can run smoothly through the whole situation. That would be most helpful for next week. It's good to have David with us today. And don't forget to bring your reading on the cards I've given out. Otherwise, you'll be at loss. Right, so it was good, wasn't it, in the pub on Friday evening. It was lovely to be able to hear all those carols being sung. Congratulations to you two particularly. And now over to Ginny.
Thank you. Who is losing her voice again? Thank you, Eunice. Yes, Eunice just reminded me. And just another word on Friday night. It was so lovely that the rest of the pub were joining in, probably for the first time, because they turned the music off right through so that they could hear us, which was lovely. So, yes, yes. Anyway, so we are on at week three of Advent. So who would like to... Graham would like to light a candle? Lovely. So one, two and three. Thank you, Graham. What's happened there? At least it's a light, anyway. Yeah, thank you. So here we are in Advent, and as we look at the light, we remember Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So let's pray before we begin. Oh, Lord Jesus, how good it is to be here. And what a precious time of year this is as we prepare for your birth again. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you laid aside your majesty and that you came to live among us. And Lord, thank you too that we can think about your return and how we long for your return, Jesus. And now we come to worship you in spirit and in truth, in Advent songs and also a carol at the end, but also looking at our message of gentleness and self-control and a beautiful song to go with that. So thank you, Jesus, for all these songwriters. Thank you for this wonderful time of year. And would you bless anyone who was unable to be here today? Thank you, Jesus, in your precious name, Lord. Amen. So we're going to begin with Sing We the King Who Is Coming to Reign. Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation his empire shall bring. Joy to the nations when Jesus is King. Come back.
to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation His empire shall bring. Joy to the nations when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song, who to Jesus belongs. Glory to Jesus our King. Truth from His scepter shall spring. Wrong shall be ended when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song, who to Jesus belongs. To Jesus our King. All shall be well in His kingdom of peace. Freedom shall flourish and wisdom increase. Foe shall be friend when His triumph we sing. Sword shall be sickle when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song, who to Jesus belongs. Glory to Jesus our King. Song shall be saved from the burden of sin. Doubt shall not darken His witness within. Hell hath no terrors and death hath no sin. Love is victorious when Jesus is King. Come, let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song, who to Jesus belong. Glory to Jesus our King. Kingdom of Christ, for Thy coming we pray. Hasten, O Father, the dawn of the day, when this new song Thy creation shall sing. Satan is vanquished and Jesus is King. Come, let us sing praise to our King, Jesus our King, Jesus our King. This is our song, who to Jesus belongs. Glory to Jesus, to Jesus our King. Come, to Jesus our King.
So we'll go straight into O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear.
Some captive Israel.
Come to our God in prayer. Let us pray. God of eternity, when the voice of the prophet was silent and the faith of the people low, when the darkness had obscured light and indifference displaced zeal, you saw that the time was right and prepared to send your Son. Set us free from fear and faithlessness, that we may be ready to welcome Jesus, who comes as Saviour and Lord. Lord, prepare us for your coming in our community, in the problems of our locality. Help us never to forget the supremacy of love. May love motivate our care for this neighborhood. May we heal the social ills which drag us into despair. May love inspire our citizenship to rise beyond mediocrity. We name in our mind some of the problems that we face at this time. So many people who are homeless, so many people who are sick. And Lord, we know that we have a long wait for the permission that we need to erect the community building on the ground that has already been given to us. Give us patience, Lord, and help the council that they may be able to move forward with the permission that is required. And Lord, particularly, we want to bring to you all the needs of local residents. Lord, you know each and every resident. Lord, we pray that you would meet them at their point of need. And we pray, Lord, that more and more of the residents will come to know you, Jesus, as their Saviour. So, Lord, may they and we, including Jean and Stuart, John, may we all know your peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.
So we're going to sing, I cannot tell why he whom angels worship should set his love upon the sons of men, or why a shepherd he should seek the wanderers to bring them back, they know not how or when. So let's sing this beautiful hymn that takes us through the birth and Jesus coming back and the suffering in between. And I would ask that anyone, Deborah, with a high voice will help me with this one. So I'm a little bit croaky today. No pressure. So I cannot tell. This is falling off. those words.
And now, as we come, see what our Lord has to say to us, I'll remind you that during Advent we have been looking at the fruit of the Spirit as we find it in God's Word. And we've come now to the last two, which is gentleness and self-control. First, we're going to look at gentleness and the dictionary interpretation of gentleness is simply this. It is said of a person who is mild, not harsh, nor violent. And now Rita's going to bring to us 1 Peter verses 3 and 4.
Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight.
Know about you, but I'm sure most of us at one time or another has said of other people, oh, I found they were so gentle. And you know, that's what God wants to see in us. That's what Jesus wants. This is part of the fruit of the Spirit, that we should be gentle. And yet, I suspect there are times when most of us are not as mild as we could be, but we're perhaps a bit harsh. Perhaps we're even violent. Oh dear, no. But, my friends, can we see why the Lord is saying to us, I want people who are gentle, people who are kind, people who reveal the very character of Jesus in their own lives. You say, well, I can't always be gentle. Sometimes I feel a bit cross. Sometimes I do not speak kindly of some people. But, the Lord is saying to us, we need, yes, we need to be gentle. And well, we've been looking at Helen Steiner Rice's poems, and she says about this, that we can't be all that we should be, but God can. And I want to read to you that poem that she says this. Why things happen as they do, we do not always know. And we cannot always fathom why our spirits sink so low. We flounder in our dark distress. We are wavering and unstable. But when we're most inadequate, the Lord God always abides. The Lord is always able. We may be incapable. God's powerful is great, and there is no darkness of the mind that God cannot penetrate. And all that is required of us whenever things go wrong is to trust in God implicitly with a faith that is deep and strong. And while he may not instantly unravel all the strands of the tangled thoughts that trouble us. He completely understands. And in his time, if we have faith, he will gradually restore the brightness to our spirit. Thus we've been longing for, we have, remember, that there is no cloud that is too dark for God's light to penetrate. So if we keep on believing and have faith enough to wait, you see, we're not all we should be. We don't always see the fruit of the Spirit in what we do and how we live. But, my friends, if we want more and more of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, we've got to trust in God. It is God that can change lives. And as we heard at the pub's carol service on Friday night, we heard of two men whose life was changed completely. And both of those would have said it was impossible. But the Lord took control. We, my friends, must let God do what we say we cannot, because with him we certainly can. And then we come to the other one. What was it? It was gentleness. Oh dear, the next one. The last one. Self-control. Oh dear. I wonder whether that challenges you. Certainly challenges me. And the dictionary description of self-control is this. It's the need to have control of our impulses, our emotions, and our actions. Do we have control of all those things? Our impulses, our actions, our emotions. Like you, I am sure that we need to work for self-control. Give way to that temper. Give way to that anger. But live a life that is controlled. Self-controlled, yeah. But that's where we need God all over again, isn't it? And we have another poem from Helen Steiner Rice. And this one says this: seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, friends, if you want to learn and reveal in your life and in my life, we need to seek first God, his kingdom, his will. So here we are. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Life is a mixture of sunshine and rain, good things and bad things, pleasure and pain. We can have all sunshine. We can't have all sunshine. But it's certainly true. There is never a cloud that sun doesn't shine through. So always remember that whatever betide you, the power of God is always beside you. And if friends disappoint you, if plans go astray and nothing works out just the right way, and you feel you have failed in achieving your goal, take heart and stand tall and think who you are, for God our Father and no one else can help you or keep you from reaching your desired success, or withhold the joy that is yours to possess. For with God on your side, it matters not who is working to keep life's good things from you. For you need nothing more than God's guidance and love to ensure you the things that you're most worthy of. So trust in his wisdom, follow his ways, and be not concerned with the world's empty praise. But seek ye first his kingdom, and you will possess the world's greatest riches, which is true happiness. And you know, easy to say it, isn't it? You know, seek God in all things. Seek to be what we cannot be, we think. But seek God, and he will help us to do what we're sure we cannot do. I had a bad circumstance last night. Bad circumstance. I had pain in that wound that most of you know I have in the leg. And I'd had new dressings put to it on Friday, and they were causing a lot of pain. Right up to 3:30 in the morning, I hadn't slept, and I kept on complaining. I was saying to Eunice, I can't stand this anymore. It was what you call a killing pain. But what was wrong with me? Well, the one thing I should have done, of course, instead of moaning about the pain, was said to the Lord, Lord, I leave this with you. And it wasn't until, way after 3:30, that I did share it with the Lord. And what happened? I went to sleep. You know, sometimes we think we can't do something. But if we truly love God, if we really believe in the power of prayer, then, my friends, we can take self-control in our lives. You've got the last reading for us, haven't you?
For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. So there we are. Seek to have self-control. It's lovely, isn't it? When our lives are filled with self-control. And yet, surely we must believe that if we pass these things, if we pass all the fruit of the Spirit to the Lord, he can and he will help us to overcome. He is the great healer. He is the great friend. He is the one that improves our lives. He is the one that gives us a joy and a peace that is just simply wonderful. It takes away all the pains of life and gives us joy and peace in our lives because He truly is God. He is the God, the only God, the true God, the living God, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. What a wonderful God, my friends, we have. And He can and will do what we cannot. So we've got to stop saying we cannot do it, because we can. We can do it with God on our side. God bless you. Amen.
Just as confirmation of Bruce's message, I was also awake in the middle of the night for most of it, and I listened to my son-in-law speaking on peace, and he did an acronym, and the scripture, when he did P for prayer, the acronym, oh, going down the acronym, the P was seek ye first the kingdom of God. So I think the Lord is speaking. And we're going to sing this wonderful song, which starts with, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mould me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. So with Bruce's message and the scriptures and that verse, we should be fine. Finish with that wonderful carol by Charles Wesley, Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. We had no idea until Bruce shared in the middle of the service that he had had this terrible night with this pain. And Lord, this has been going on for so many weeks now. And Lord, we would ask you to take away this pain. We'd ask you to heal this wound, Lord. And Jesus, anything else that is going on in his body, would you heal him from the top of his head to the tip of his toes? Jesus, bring healing in your name, in the power of your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.